from his Teenager of the Year album, Frank Black, and Headache here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Frank Black, it was Howl, a band that decided to make a name for themselves by making it difficult for me to say it. Howl. It's almost like a tongue twister with my cologne. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this band, I have played them on my show before. This might be their only single at this point. I'm not sure if they have anything else out, but it's a member of R.E.M. It's a member of the Black Crowes. And it's a member of Hootie and the Blowfish. It's a response song. Let's call it that. Because Ariana Grande has a cologne, a scent, a fragrance out there that she called R.E.M. So Mike Mills is like, I'm going to write a song that says I want to smell like Ariana Grande. And he did. Hey, before the Howl, Go-Go's from the Beauty and the Beat album, their debut album, the album came out in like 81, maybe. The single, though, second single off the album, wasn't released until this day in 1982. That is, We Got the Beat. Also played some Mooney Suzuki in that set with My Dear Persephone. If you were listening about, give it 45 minutes ago, and I played a Can cover, and I talked about how Damo Suzuki, if he was alive today, would be 76 years old, and he was the voice of Can from 1970 to 1973. Well, the other side of that, you have to go back to the other vocalist, the first vocalist, which was a Malcolm Mooney. So I'm just, it's a long story for me to tell you. That's where the band Mooney Suzuki took their name, from the first two vocalists of the German band Can, Malcolm Mooney and Damo Suzuki. Hey, before the Mooney Suzuki, how about the Strokes from their debut album with Last Night? Nick Valenci, guitarist, celebrating his 45th birthday today. Happy birthday, Nick. And my background music, ironically, at the time, was The Ventures with their song Last Night. Speaking of The Ventures, Bob Bogle, if he was still with us today, he passed a year or so back, would be celebrating birthday. I think it's 91, as today is the anniversary of his birth. So I've got The Ventures as my background music throughout the duration of this program. What is this program? It's a show called Viva La Mach. Comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Now, if it's Friday, January 16th of 2026, you're like, yeah, it's a live show. It's almost a live show. I'm live right now in a studio recording it, but I'm not live at WRCT. So it's a pre-recorded show just for you for tonight, because I didn't want you to go without some new Viva La Mach goodness. Speaking of goodness, WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They offer takeout and delivery of their pizza, hoagies, wings, salads, and so much more. For more information, at SpackBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. A proud supporter of WRCT Pittsburgh. Turn our attention to the Motor City for some more rock and roll. It's the Detroit Cobras.
Come on, baby. I got no time to waste. Come on, baby. You're gonna like it once you get a taste. I got a feeling in my heart. You bring the drinks, and I got the buns. Come on, baby, are you ready for a little fun?
Teresa first wrote, I got Teresa harder. A battle working on summer just to try to earn a daughter. But Lord, I tried to call my baby, I tried to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you wanna use a car to go right next Sunday. Well, Lord, I didn't go to work. I told the boss I was sick, said. For the summertime blue, I've got to take 3 weeks. I got to have up my vacation. I got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman, and he said, "Whoa, take this boy." Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Buzzcocks reminding you everybody's happy nowadays. Or are they?
I know one person who's happy nowadays. Actually happy most of days. That's WRCT's own rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. I'll tell you a little bit about his show, but let me tell you about the songs I played before that, Buzzcocks. Before the Buzzcocks, how about some Sex Pistols doing EMI? It was about a couple weeks ago, back in 1977, early January 1977, that EMI officially dropped the Sex Pistols before even putting anything out by them. Here's a fun story, too. So the Buzzcocks heard of the Sex Pistols, read about them in the local trades, and brought them up to Manchester where they were to do a show, and couldn't actually get their act together to open for them on the first show they did. But the second show, their very first show, so the second Sex Pistols show, the very first Buzzcocks show back in July of 1976 was opening for the Sex Pistols. Before the Sex Pistols, Radio Birdmen, some punk rock from the land down under with Do the Pop. Played some Blue Cheer in that set of music. Yeah, their debut album came out on this very day back in 1968. Played their cover of Summertime Blues. Now, Blue Cheer, that album, if you are unfamiliar, is literally considered the very first metal album. And what's crazy is I think also on this day in other years, like I think it was 1972, the very first Blue Oyster Cult album came out. And I think the very first ZZ Top album actually came out on this day. So I played you the Blue Cheer. You get that one. Detroit Cobras started the entire set with Hot Dog, Watch Me Eat. Got to tell you, I've been watching, don't watch me eat, but I've been watching a series on the streaming called The Detroiters. Now, I know it's like 7, 8, 9 years old now, but I just discovered it because someone said, Moxter, have you ever heard of The Detroiters? You're from Michigan. You've got a history in the marketing business industry, if you will. So I've been watching it, and one of the things I've noticed with the series is all the incidental background segue music. Whenever you hear a band playing, it's always a band from Detroit. I find that to be pretty amazing. In fact, one of the bands that they played that was, it still is, from Detroit. Let me see if I can find it here. I pulled up the record, the album, if you will. It's a guy named Kenny. Let's get rid of the ventures there. So, okay. It's a guy named Kenny Tudrick. So Kenny played drums in the Detroit Cobras for a little bit. Had some other projects, actually has been known as, believe it or not, the guitarist for Kid Rock. Well, about 10, 11, 12 years ago, he put out his first solo album. And I want to go back to that because you will not believe that this guy has been or was Kid Rock's guitarist. Played drums in the Detroit Cobras. Also put out some beautiful music like this. It's Bird That Flew with some Kenny Tudrick here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Email me if you want to, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
the seraphim will gather up my pendo and carry me away, Jim, across the San Jacinto. My ride's here. My ride's here.
from his Manning Fireworks album, which came out about a year and a half ago now. It's MJ Lenderman here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I got to thank my nephew's best friend, Hunter, who introduced me to MJ Lenderman. We started geeking out on some music stuff, and, you know, him being a youngster, schooling the old man on some hip stuff, and really dig it, really dig it. Hey, before the MJ Lenderman, Warren Zevon from, I think it was his 11th studio album, title track, My Ride's Here. I do have the facts on that one. Yep, came out in 2002. Before the Zevon, America, from their album Here and Now that was released on this very day back in 2007. Yeah, the band America, with a song called Always Love, which was a cover song of a Not a Surf track. How about that? Members of Not a Surf, Fountains of Wayne, a bunch of great pop bands guest on that album. Bobby Bear Jr. put out an EP back in 2009 called American Bread. And guess what? It was all covers of songs by America or the band Bread. I played you America's Ventura Highway and start off the entire flight, because the song's called Bird That Flew. The entire set with Kenny Tudrick from his solo album. I think it was self-titled. 2012 is when he released it. Heard that. I think it might have been that very song. I heard a song of his in the background of the series, The Detroiters. And yeah, I'm the nerd who tries to figure out, thanks to the internet, who these artists are and all that good stuff. And that's what I found, so I could play for you. Play for you. Hey, you know, I played that America, and earlier I played the Oh, the Blue Cheer. And I mentioned my rockin' attorney. So the America kind of fits into what he does with his show. So Eric Jackson Lurie does a show on Thursday nights called Courts in Session, and he takes new music by classic artists. That America song, although it's now like 14 or whatever years old, 17, 18 now, I don't know, 15. Let's go with 15. It's still newer than when they put out the original version of Ventura Highway, am I correct? So it's new music by classic artists. It's a show called Courts in Session. It's rock and roll, it's country, it's soul, and it's hosted by a real live attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. It's Thursdays from 8 p.m. all the way up until 10:30. It's 2.5 hours. Right here in WRCT. Whew. Got that? It's kind of part of my community service. I have to announce his show at least once a week or once every other week. And you'll wonder what kind of plea deals he gets you. I have to do that. I should get back into more music, though. Let's do that. I'm just rambling. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. It is January 16th of 2026, but this is a pre-recorded show. Doesn't mean you can't reach out to me via the requests for a future show. I'll write back to you. I'll let you know when I'm going to try to play it. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line. It's Whiskey Town.
Got 16 days. One for every time I've gone away. One for every time I should have stayed. You should have wore my wedding ring. Got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bed she fights. Sway back to your side. get back to your side.
Away from you, away from you, away from you. skating the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mind to. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. Do, 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 do. You can't change film with a kid on your back. Change film with the kid on your back. You can't change film with the kid on your back. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't drive around with the tiger in your car. You can't drive around with the tiger in your car. You can't drive around with the tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Where you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate buffalo herd, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
from their 1984 album Reckoning. That's REM wrapping up that set of music with Don't Go Back to Rockville. Before the REM, Roger Miller reminding you that you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Now, I got to tell you, Roger Miller, my introduction to him was on The Muppet Show. It really was. He did that song, he did Chug-A-Lug, and I think he did a third song. And obviously, it influenced me enough to remember that episode. Well, believe it or not, that very episode aired on this very day back in 1979. Hey, before the Roger Miller, how about some Gladys with Drink Myself to Sleep from their second and final album, A Small Season? I got to tell you, it was on this day also back in 1919 that the Congress ratified the 18th Amendment. You remember that one? I'll tell you, in 2020, when it took effect, Prohibition started. Think about that. Start off the entire set with some Whiskey Town with 16 Days. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Always appreciate when you listen right here in 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After